from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
What do beautiful girls, the Olympic Garden Gentlemen's Club, and the WWE pay-per-view have in common? As the official WWE Blast Area, you can watch every pay-per-view event on the big screens and enjoy sensational exotic performers only at the OG. We'll even waive the entry fee, show up before 6 p.m., and locals get in free.
Hey, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Plus, there's great drink specials and lots of giveaways.
Log on to our website, ogvegas.com, for all WWE event dates and times.
There's more to see at the OG.
Jimmy Diggs here at Godzilla.
Join us every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
for the most brutal, intense, uncensored show on the net, Daily Noise.
Right here on LVRocks.com.
And now back to whatever crap you're listening to.
Yes. This is going to be good.
Awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was at a concert.
I know. It's been like ages.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man. You were the man.
Well, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean, it might not be as good as they say. You never know what
whatever, bro.
I mean,
guys, we got to keep moving if we're going to get there early.
Hustling up.
Wait, hold on, guys. ATM machine. I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
There you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Oh, come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. It was a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What? What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
You step inside. We're inside our hearts. Now imagine your pain is a white ball of healing light. That's right. Your pain, the pain itself, is a white ball of healing light. I don't think so. This is your life. Good to the doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. It's Friday night, and we are live here in the LV Rock studio. Gotta love this song.
What is this song?
This is from the Fight Club soundtrack. It's called This Is Your Life. Bring it back up for a minute.
Falling apart. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. And it's ending 1 minute at a time.
So it's Friday night and we're live. No idea where Decaf is.
The black man's just gone missing.
Someone check some looting. See if he's there. Dirty D just walked into the studio for
just
us, though. So
stroll
that's nice.
Right on in.
Gotta love that. She's looking rather unhappy, though. Uh-oh. Somebody's panties are in a twist.
Uh-oh. Well, yours. All in the green room. All through at the beginning of when we're here, you're like, meh.
Well, I've just had a hard day. Nothing wrong with that, but I'm ready to put it all behind me.
All right. Awesome. Let me see.
Put it all behind
one,
her.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think. I hope. Say hello. Okay. Maybe not 5. Maybe it's 4. There we go.
Almost. It sounds like it's emo day here at Spankwagon Radio.
Life sucks. Get a knife.
Oh, she needs headphones.
She does. It's
I say, deliver me from clear skin and perfect teeth. I say, you have to give up. I
Oh, baby, I always plan on you coming. No, we just got in here a little late tonight. Not a big deal.
A little late tonight. This is going to be like the new late.
Outstanding.
Every single week. I got to rewrite the intro because the intro just needs to be a little bit more to the point. Because I realized I've got that 3 minutes of buffer time, but it's like by the time we get to the buffer, by the time we get to the little bump that we have, and then by the time we actually get to the theme music, it's like 7:30.
Outstanding.
It's a little late to be starting anything.
We're going to get this thing down to we're only doing like 7 minutes of show.
You mean like the previous guy? Oh, that was a burn.
Burn. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Please join us at spankwagon.net. Log into the chat room.
Oh, yes. Wait. Before you start going on about the chat room, I'm breaking from tradition. I have finally said, fuck it! And we're breaking from tradition. Instead of going to what the Flash chat room we had, we're going back to the IRC chat room that actually worked. That people could private message, people could do what they wanted to do. I had to break from tradition because I know, and I'll probably get the call from Jimmy here in a little bit. He's going to be like, oh, you don't like the chat room, man. You guys are bitching him on. You're only ones who don't like it. Well, yeah. So
but we're also the hardcore nerds. God damn it. We like Flash, IRC.
A Flash-based chat app.
So what's wrong with it?
It just didn't allow
it's not lit enough for us.
Yeah, it wasn't complicated enough. It needed to be more complicated, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of the rule of thumb.
If so. It's easy to use, we don't want it.
Thud. All right, yeah, if it's easy to use. Well, it didn't allow private messaging, and it didn't allow... It was just... It
didn't
was
do
chat,
ident.
Yeah, it just, you know, wasn't...
Wasn't us.
I see.
Wasn't, like I said, wasn't complicated enough.
Okay,
exactly.
I was just curious.
So
anyway, welcome to Spankwagon Radio, everyone.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Chirp.
Holy shit, okay. We're just going to shut this thing down. Let's not have same thing happen that happened last night, all right? Or
what,
last week.
What, you leave again and go get a tattoo?
I'm telling you, dude.
Of your 31?
Exactly, my 31.
Do you think you're pretty fly for a white guy?
I'm perfectly content with
Give
it.
Give it to me, baby.
All right, into the bathroom. You let's go. She's going to come out with her eyes glued shut. It's going to be fantastic.
Yikes.
So you're all pissy. What's going on?
Oh, it's just been a long week. And it just, you know, being late here just topped it all off.
Do you need a hug?
No. Stay away.
Do you need alcohol?
Yeah, lots
okay.
of it.
I think, does it door? No, oh, that's a
student. That's a white man, not a black man.
Unless you want to get punched, I'd stay away right now.
Ooh. We should do that as a bit. Who wants to get their ass beat? We could do it as a bit.
Anybody's ass right
Absolutely could do it as a bit.
Oh.
So, okay. So now we're totally off our game. You got the chat room open?
I'm trying to get into it right now. Hold on.
No, wait. We made it just for you. I finally brought it back just for you, and you're not into it yet. It's irc.slashnet.org.
Yeah, I know. Is it around room Spankwagon or using LV Rocks?
It's Spankwagon. I'm not going to use LV Rocks if it's just for our show. So it's going to be Spankwagon. The best way to get to it, go to spankwagon.net, click on the chat. Notice there's no cam. Yeah, we're not going to bother with a fucking cam.
Murphy, I believe he's giving you the instructions on how to do it.
Yeah, someone registered my nickname while I was gone.
Aw, Murphy is so original and creative, and I wouldn't imagine anybody else wanting to do that.
Hey, asswipe, you can eat the peanuts out of my shit. I had that thing registered for the longest time.
And you forgot to sign up for 30 days to it.
Yeah,
because I think it's like, what, a 30-day timeout on there?
Yep.
All right. So if you go to...
Aw, tear.
Oh. There's like fistfights.
Don't get lippy in my studio, goddammit.
Yeah. Your studio?
Yes.
Your studio?
Yes.
Yours?
Yes.
The studio you walked out of last week all butthurt.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
What did I miss last week? I didn't even listen.
No one listens to the show.
I got butthurt.
Yeah, he did. Why don't you explain to everybody why you got butthurt while I get my shit set up?
I got
here.
Mad because we are giving away the Stan Lee t-shirt, which is fucking awesome, right? So we're going to give this thing away. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be awesome, right? So had four simple questions to answer, which honestly, 15 minutes in Google, you could have had them all.
Absolutely.
This t-shirt, by the way, is worth billions. Billions. Prove
then
me wrong.
Sell the fucker on eBay.
Well, anyway, we had one person try to win it.
One.
That's it.
Cool.
So it made me a little upset. Made me a little angry. And so I walked out. Said, fuck it. You know, if these guys aren't going to listen, then what's the point on me being here? So, and I'm still not totally taken with the fact that we have listeners. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, we'll cover that in a little bit here because I did get email. As a matter of fact, if you go to spankwagon.net right now, it's on the front page still. We talk about you leaving and There was an update. We even got pictures of boobs sent to us with Spankwagon written on the boobs.
Yeah. Boobs are nice.
By the way, you owe me for having my friends do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. Right. What? That was your friends? Damn. Get their phone number. All right. So here's how it works out. As I said, go to spankwagon.net. Click on the chat because we're not really bother fucking with the cam tonight.
Fuck it.
We're going to definitely do the chat, though.
Who wants to see my ugly ass?
Exactly. You are in a shitty mood.
I'm not in a shitty mood. I had a bad week. I had a hard week.
Good God. I mean, if everybody over there is on that side of the table is going to be all pissy, I might as well just run a music show.
I'll leave.
I'll press play.
He's like, click, time to go.
Like, 2 minutes before I got here, I was going to turn around because I didn't think I'd be in the best mood to be here, and I'm still wondering the same thing.
Ooh.
You want me to flash you, make you feel better?
No.
See, not even that's working out. Wow. It's like sitting next to my ex-wife.
Ooh.
Anyway, so this was an interesting week for me. Nothing real tremendous went on. Let's see. Got the hot water in the house fixed and decided to tear out a large portion of my house.
Yeah, you whipped out a wall.
Yeah, we took out a wall.
Nice.
Should have seen me with a sawzall. It was great.
This is coming from somebody who doesn't know what a wrench is?
No, I'm pretty much illiterate when it comes to tools. But No, I was... No, it was me. He was in and out in like 5 minutes. Was like, oh, well, they have tools. And he left. No,
in and out in 5 minutes.
Story of his life.
Oh, thank you.
Anyways, I had a friend of mine helping me out, and we cut out the drywall. Then we cut out the studs, and he was supposed to come back and do the electrical work today, but for some reason he didn't. So
I think I would have paid to see you with a sawzall.
It was great, dude. I was like, yeah, just tearing.
And then
shit
he
out.
Hits that first electric cord.
No, I was good about making sure I didn't have the electric cords. Didn't have any of those. So
nice.
Anyway, that's that. How was your week, Mark?
Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Zip, zero, nada. I mean, it was pretty much the most average week ever. That's pretty much it.
I'm jealous.
Get your Harry Potter book ordered?
Nope. It's been, the wife already had that one ordered like months and months and months ago. It should be delivered tomorrow morning sometime. Like fucking FedEx helicoptered in.
Can I do it?
Can you do one? Oh. Okay.
Can I really?
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to just blow it all out.
Are you going to give the spoiler?
All of them.
Every single last one. Fuck out right now.
Every
and never see you guys
last
ever again.
Secret. Every last ending.
You want to make a permanent enemy? Then do it.
I don't know. It'd be a hell of a way to do it, wouldn't it?
Don't do it. We can't get a black man to come in here. How are we going to get another woman to come in here?
Have credit cards?
Yeah, but mine all have limits on them. You got to have the ones with less limits or no limits whatsoever.
The black ones, yeah.
The black ones.
Well, let's see. Maybe I'll get pissed off enough later and I'll just...
Don't do it! Don't do it.
I swear to God, if you do, I will never see your ass and either of your asses ever again.
God, that'd be so great, wouldn't it? That'd be just...
I don't know if that'd be so great.
You really want to get rid of me that bad?
What if I'm wrong? What if the spoilers that I read on the internet are wrong?
But why take that risk? What's the risk? What's the benefit for you?
It's comedy. It's total humor.
It's comedy. Comedy
not
for
funny.
You.
Maybe for you.
Hey, I'm easily amused, so what can I say?
That's a good point. That is a very good point, actually.
I'm looking at the cover of the book, and the covers of the other books I thought were really well done, but this cover, looks really gay. Let's see if I can get it.
The orange's cover? It looks boring.
It's
oh, my gosh. It doesn't even look like it's supposed to be a Harry Potter book.
Like, I know that it's...
Oh, this is the last book.
No, it's not. She doesn't have enough money. Miss J.K. Whatever. What does the J stand
Rowling?
For?
Fucking Wikipedia.
Whatever. Whatever her name is, whatever it stands for, I got a funny feeling that she's still alive and there's still money to be made off this fucking thing. So,
Yeah, she's going to be making movie money for a few more years. She's going to be making all kinds... It's not even 6 o'clock and you're getting calls.
No, it's actually quarter after 7.
Exactly. It used to be 6 o'clock you got the calls. Oh, the local number? Someone's calling in wanting the local number to the show. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that's decaf. We'll find out. Who's calling you on your cell phone now?
Oh, that was the black man.
Thought so.
Something's going on. He needed the local number and he's calling in. This should be interesting because the number he called from... Oh, wait, that's right. I know why.
Where is he? Is he getting drunk?
No.
I
know why he's not here. I totally forgot about that.
Oh. Mexico?
He's been deported.
Him or his wife?
Yes.
Yo, nice.
Send them all back where they came from. And somebody got confused. So he's in Mexico. That's right. That's why he's not here. We're just so not keeping track of anything right now. You are just so in a busy mood.
I know.
And you're not?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just
really
vicious.
I really feel bad, but...
Aw.
Like seriously, I wasn't going to come because I'm in such a busy mood.
Well, we got that call, so let's find out who's on their line. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
¿Cómo está? Muy bien, motherfucker.
Hey, there's a black man.
So, they launched you guys out of the country.
Was it the slingshot or the tunnel? Did you go over the fence or under the fence?
Under the fence.
Only a black man trying to sneak out of the country.
That's
you ain't lying.
How is it down there, man?
It's nice, dog. I'm in a fucking expensive ass hotel on the beach and shit. Nice. We're everything of niggas on the beach in Mexico. That shit's pretty nice, though. Yeah.
Dude, we know you're lying. We know you're in some farm in some hut somewhere.
Nah, man, I ain't in no farm, man. Hey, man, stop fucking beating me. Nah, I'm in no farm, man. What's up, man?
My name's Toby.
I got much time because I'm a roaming minister. Shit, that means it's like $5 a fucking minute.
So,
shit.
Wait, you're in Mexico calling
really
the show.
Slow.
Yeah, I'm in Mexico calling the goddamn show. What is the fucking problem with
that? That's dedication. I like
that.
Yeah,
there you go, man.
That's right, man. I love you guys.
So when are you going to be back?
Not all fucking week. What the?
I'll be
back next week's show. I'll come back on Thursday. So okay, I'll be there next week, Friday.
Cool. And, yeah. So what's the coolest thing you've done so far down there?
The coolest thing I've done so far?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm with the wife and the fucking family, so I mean, we do so much, but today I'm fucking hammered. Dude. I've been drinking 1800 all fucking day.
Nice!
That's a sipping
so
tequila.
I am fucking hammered.
Outstanding, man. So what's the plans for the rest of the week? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to enjoy the time at the beach because we just got here today. So we're going to be here till like Monday, so we're going to be on the beach just drinking up, shit like that, and then go back and go to some of those Mexican shops and buy a Mexican.
Go buy a Mexican? Nice. Nice.
I'll go buy my old Chico.
Are you going to find a donkey show?
I'm going to name him Murphy, too. I got a little Mexican Murphy.
He's going to find a cock.
I'm going to make his ass grow a white fur and shit.
See,
Who's that? Her a chick.
Oh, that's D. She's in the studio with us tonight.
See, that's some fucked up shit. Every time I'm there, there's no fucking chicks. And then y'all get chicks when I'm gone. Why is that?
Because you got the boobs to cover the rest.
D-Cam, show me the man titties.
Every time I'm not there, there's always a chick in the studio. When I'm there, all I get to see is Mark's fucking skinny ass now. You know what
I'm
saying?
Dude, the only way we can get the white women here is to tell them the black man's gone.
They told me that you don't. Uh-huh. They told me that you don't like me anymore, so that's why I haven't been around.
What? Because you don't want
me. They told
baby.
Me that you don't like that you don't like
because
me.
You don't,
so that I just I like I got all butt hurt and I was like, baby, well, I'll fine, come. Tell me when he's gone, then I'll come.
I forgive you for not swallowing.
You know, let me say something here real quick. He is paying $5 a minute.
I think you can give him a little
something.
Give him a little love, $5 a minute.
Give me a little love, goddammit.
Now he's demanding it.
No love? What the fuck?
Come on, make him hard.
I don't take too well to being dominated.
You'll do niggas. Okay, I got
you. Oh!
Never said that.
That's racist!
Yes!
Right. Holy shit. All right,
what's
man.
What y'all doing, man?
Well, we're just
so y'all staring at tits and shit, right? Oh fuck, is that the mariachi? All right, guys, I gotta go.
All right, stay away from the guy with the guitar case full of guns.
Don't eat the worm.
Bye, DK.
Hopefully I'm there on Thursday. Hopefully I don't get kidnapped, but I'll be back.
Why would they kidnap you? You're a black man. They'd want someone with money.
Exactly.
What are you gonna hold a black man for ransom for? Watermelon?
It's a bucket of fried chicken.
We need Popeyes down here, S.A.
I need some watered-down Kool-Aid. Give me a black man. I need some orange soda.
Oh. Oh
shit.
A pack of Newports.
I need me one Philly. Just the one. All right, brother, man. Go. Right. Be safe. Don't drink the water.
All right.
Go find a donkey show. Shit, man.
All right.
Later, homes.
Later.
Bye.
Later.
Holy cow.
Oh, decaf on the on the phone. They're calling
him
from
Mexico. I'm
telling
you, they're not going to let him back in the country. It's going to be fucking great. They're going to think he's. They're going to say he's from like El Salvador, or Ecuador, or something. He's just really, really dark.
Well, wait. Don't they have? Did they? No, they didn't go ahead.
They
with it.
They suspended the okay. Passport program.
Thank
yes.
you. You knew what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, dar, dar, dar.
I speak retard. So yeah.
Yay!
I speak it fluently. Hey, Trench, do me a favor. Punch yourself in the chest and try and bite your ear.
No thanks.
She's laughing. That's a good sign. That's are you warming sign. Up, sweetie? Are you?
Yeah. Slowly. Yeah.
All right.
Just, you know.
We'll turn down the air conditioning.
Oh, there we go. Make those nipples
no,
poke out, dude.
Turn it up. It's a million. I feel like a freaking whore in church. It's so hot.
Oh, that's outstanding. You know, I just
phenomenal.
I am so glad that we can play music again because there are bits that we can bring back and stuff that we can do.
Yep. Actually, I got a couple to hear for that I've
for
wanted
breaks?
To play.
Oh, I know. I got some stuff I'm ready to play. Yep. You know,
actually, you know what? I got to do this. I got to do this because, you know, there's certain songs that are kind of earbugs. You know, you hear them and you want to figure out what the hell they are, and you've heard them before and you've heard them again, and you want to know what that song is, like commercial music. You know, this is one of those. You don't know what this is until they get to that chorus.
It's only been a week.
And it takes a little bit to get to.
The rush of being home and rapid fare.
God,
I like
Geico
it, whatever,
commercials.
Is this from Geico?
This is
listen,
from Geico.
This is Geico.
I don't watch TV, so.
But I was missing all that time in England. It sent me aimlessly.
I like it, though.
I feel underdressed for this song.
To knock on windows where
should be wearing diesel jeans and a button-down Abercrombie shirt.
No, see, this is my music. The artisan. This is my chill-out music. I love this song.
By the way, I can't get a chat room up here yet, so how are we doing in that?
We've got one, like, people jump in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. I don't know if it's one person or several people.
Story of your life.
Of another place in time.
In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, all over her face. That's pretty much it. Hey, Trench, you know why I like us having music back? Bring me up.
You're up.
Well, stop playing yours. Oh, wrong button. Yeah, baby.
Nice. Old bits.
Yeah. Where's Tech Pepsi when we need him?
Gotta break. Wait.
Can you do it? Get a little water.
I don't know if that's my water.
All right. It's now.
Don't fucking laugh over there.
Do it, dude. Just close your eyes and do it.
Everyone's fucking laughing.
I can't look at you.
Okay. I hear laughing.
No one's laughing. No one's laughing.
Everyone's laughing at me.
No, I'm getting my head down just so you don't see me, okay? Come on, do it, dude.
I can Quaalude, man.
All right.
Too rough. Too rough, dude. I got to go. Later.
All right, well.
Later. It's the water because I'm sitting here. Sound like a 50-year-old smoker from like.
I love this song, dude.
You're just happy we can play our bits.
I am, dude. I'm happy we can play music again. We can play all kinds of new stuff, and we can play old stuff, and we can bring out some new things, and some thing and some things.
Thing and things?
Some things.
Some thing and the things?
Yep. Oop. Back to that. So, sad news, actually.
Sad news?
Sad news. Friends of the show, political
Take.
Band, Take, here in
yeah.
Vegas. They're done.
We've had them on. We've had a few of them in studio a couple times. Lead and
John and the guys there. Yeah, and basically there just wasn't enough interest, I guess, from the rest of the band for John to keep it going. And
they broke up like when they were on tour on the East Coast.
Yeah,
that's what I was reading. So here they are all the way in like New York
and it just wasn't happening.
And Pittsburgh and all that area, and all of a sudden just everything fell the fuck apart.
So they had their last show here on the 17th. And that was kind of sad. So maybe in the music rotation later on, we'll play some Take.
Okay.
Mix some indie stuff with some of the more popular things that we've
Sounds
done.
Good. Sounds good. So we need to remind everybody, spankwagon.net. You can find us online there. We want you to chat with us. You can do so by going to the chat link on spankwagon.net and going into the chat room. It's irc.slashnet.org. Pound spankwagon.
Pound, baby.
Pound.
What are you doing?
This work?
Yeah, maybe. I think so. You can also, we want to hear from you. And last week, I'll tell you what, guys, we got emails. Not only did we get booby pics, but we got emails, so we'll get
booby pick, dude, just the one.
Talk it up.
Oh, okay. We got boobies. Boobies. Lots of boobies. Oh, shit. They uninstalled it from over here. We got lots of boobies.
So we got, you know, we got a boobie pics. We got emails. We did get multiples of those. So we want to keep that going. You can email us anytime. Radio@spankwagon.net.
Radio.
And then, of course, do you want me to
you're
open up
to
the...
scoot over here, sweetie.
One,
you're going to have to scoot on
you guys just shuffle during the break here because we're going to be going to break in just a second.
Fine.
Well, you can also give us a call. We'll open up the phone lines in a little bit. You can call us 1-866-587-6257. Or if you want to pay money, 702-383-8120. You can pay your own phone bill or call on the cell phone. It's free that way.
Hey, wait, don't we have to pay stuff too? Yep.
What? Oh, yeah. I got our phone bill from June. Holy shit.
How much is our phone?
Well, we had a one-hour phone call that was on the toll-free line.
Uh-huh.
That's when we had Ginger call in on the toll-free line.
Is that like $8?
Dude, it was like a full hour. Yeah, it was kind of like six cents a minute. Yeah.
Six times 60.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. So we have to pay our phone bills now. So, you know, if you're local Vegas, call the damn the local number, 383-8120. That's that. So
just
I think
that, anytime I call in, I'm calling the toll-free line.
You would make me pay the fucking bill.
That's right, bitch.
Because I'm like, fuck. No, actually, Jimmy was like, just don't do it again. I'm like, yes, sir. All right. What do I got? I got music?
I got music.
Well, I got music, too.
Fuck you, bitch.
What do you got?
I got all kinds of good stuff.
What do you got?
I got Mercy Drive, Burning My Light. I got Marvelous Things by Isley, and then Kingdom Farts by MC Chris.
Yeah, so here's what I've got, and I'll just play it, and we'll play you on the second break.
He says now, watch. Not a single break will be mine tonight, because at the second break, it's going to be, oh, wait, I've got this. I really want to play it.
Look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute. Okay? I mean, her butt. It's just so big. I can't believe it's so round. It's out there. Gross. Look. She's just so...
I like big butts in a can. Other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up front, cause you notice that butt was stuck deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got links. Ooh, pop a smooth skin. You say you wanna get my beers, but use me, cause you ain't that average groovy. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and
start sticking to the beat, won't dance to the magazines. You ain't in bitch thing. If your sister can't resist her, red beans and Christ didn't miss her. Come up ahead, try to diss. Cause this girl's a whole godless. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So, ladies, if the fight is round, and you wanna triple X, go down. Dial 1-900 makes a lot. They kick them nasty thoughts. Baby, got back. Baby, got back.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
Spank Wagon!
As you get to hear every little noise we make in here. Every little noise. Do you feel better now?
So let's talk about last week.
Okay, let's talk about last week.
Let's talk about last week. I got a little butthurt.
A little.
And I think rightfully so.
Yeah, I agree.
So, as everybody knows, yes, I took off and I went and decided to go get a fucking tattoo. So, that tattoo is viewable online. I don't know if anyone in... there's no one in the chat room to see it, so I won't post it in the chat room. But, Mark, why don't you go ahead and read us some of the voicemail or some of the emails you got.
Now, wait a minute. Where are you going with this? Because
I was pissed, and I told people to start writing, emailing, calling, whatever, just to let us know that they're out there.
Okay, fair enough.
So you said you got some emails.
I did. I did get some emails.
Three, I guess. And,
A couple things. First off, we did get one from our new syndicate, Nomad Network Radio.
Uh-huh.
Because I was kind of making fun of, their website. If you look at their website, it looks like GeoCities 1997. and I was asking where they're located, because, I love knowing where our syndicates are. We have another Canadian syndicate. They're in Woodstock, Ontario, Canada. And they were saying, great show and loving it. And then I made the mention about the website looking like it was,
GeoCities. Yeah.
And he goes, he actually designed the site himself, so no GeoCities. Actually, hand HTML and Dreamweaver. I was just waiting for MIDI files to start loading and playing like mad.
I used Front Page 97.
Ooh. So we got a couple from Nomad Radio. We also got this one. This is from listener Basic, actually a British listener, mm-hmm. Who was catching us while they were playing Warcraft or WoW at about three or four in the morning. They couldn't spell, so this ought to be more challenging for me to read than ever. Not been a long time listener. But hearing and needing people to say they listen.
Wait, you need to do it in a British accent.
Murph, you're British.
Not that British.
Yeah, but I'm gonna do it like Python style, so it's gonna be guy sounding like British.
Do it
British.
All
British-y. British.
Here, give it to me, I'll do it.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do it Python style.
Ew.
Not being a long listener, but hearing your needing me to
see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me read over this. Hold on.
Reading it through.
Okay. Being a long-time listener, but hearing you're needing people to say that they listen, I'm listening right now, and I think the show is great. Been listening
Bollocks!
A few shows now, and I really do love what you're doing. I'm in the UK, and it's like 4 a.m. here. It's been very entertaining. I'll email more if you like, but I wanted to send this off fast. My spelling, wank, but fuck it. Basic.
All right, cool.
Man, yeah. I just coated Excellent. This mic in a nice layer of saliva.
So thank you very much, Basic.
And so, is this another one?
Another
one from Basic. Hi, I'm Basic Bill from the UK. Listen to you while playing video games at 4 a.m. Oh my god, I'm doing a Warren DeMontague impression. Holy shit. Video games at 4 a.m. World of
What's
Warcraft.
What's that Masterpiece Theater sound
exactly.
you track?
And I've got to let you know, I love your shows. Don't stop. It gets me through the nights. I've not been a long time listener, but hope to be so one day. Don't send emails. Ever think this one first of year, manly, cos I'm lazy mofo.
Cohesion just went out the
send
window.
Send a fucked up email on a different account. I ain't 100% sure it worked, so I thought I'd try again in case it didn't. Yours sincerely, Warren M. Montague the Ape.
Hey!
I have another one here from JJ... JJ, keep it going, dudes. Listening on Nomad Radio. Cheers, JJ. Oh, wait. This is from Nomad.
No, that's not Nomad. That's another listener.
Oh, no. It says, I'm listening on Nomad Radio.
Yeah.
It says, keep it going, dudes. I'm on Nomad Radio. Cheers, JJ, a.k.a. Warren DeMontague, the ape. I miss Greg the Bunny. That show is awesome. I'm going to watch the whole series again now. I do love that show.
But I got an email from Lips. We got an email from Lips. Check it out. Ready? This is from Brad. This is for Brad.
Hi, guys.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
The following in his email sent to you by the administrator of arrow97online.com. If this message is spam, contains abusive or other comments you'll find offensive, please contact the webmaster. Now, douchebag, Bradley Muffins here.
Bradley Movers.
Spammed every single syndicate or every single person on their forums with this shit.
Let me see that.
I am not shitting you. Basically threatening account termination.
If your account does any spamming whatsoever, your account will be deleted. I'm currently going through and deleting all but maybe 6 of the accounts due to excessive spam. Oh, Bradley Muffins.
But doesn't that spam of his own?
Yes.
Yes, he spammed us to tell us not to spam him. And we don't spam anyone.
That's like smacking your child and say, we don't hit. Which I am absolutely guilty of. Smack my boy upside the head and said, we don't hit.
We don't hit. Oh, my God. So, yeah, you know, Bradley sends, do not spam me. Emails.
So is there any other emails from any other listeners?
Then we get something from Ben.
Holy crap!
Now, mind you, Ben is actually a friend of mine who listens to the show on a podcast. We get through his Monday mornings as he's another Uber minority. He's a male librarian.
Is he friends with Josh?
No, wrong state. This is Iowa, a different state.
So it is a library, but it's mainly books about corn.
It's a college library. So, library?
Library.
Obviously, someone went to college in Iowa.
I'm here to look at albums.
I'm here to browse your duodecimo system.
You got
you
more
eat Italian food.
I'm gonna get me the chinks this afternoon. I like me that mugu
and
guy pan.
Catch lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs. Yeah, thank you. So first, now I'm all.
You want me to do it in the Warren Montague
say
voice?
Linoleum.
Oh, he's done. He's done. I'll do it in the Warren voice because I, you know, I think this should be from now on. This is the
Iowan. Do it a British.
No, you need an. Yo, you're Iowa. You can do an Iowa.
No, this is now the official.
I'm trying.
Oh, okay.
This is the official reader email voice. I think this is what this is now.
The reader. This is your email.
This is your email
as read by someone else.
First off, don't fucking change a thing. The wagon ain't broke, so don't try to fix it.
You know that sounds like you've just fallen off the wagon.
It does. Don't try to fix it.
Get a drink.
That's my Dudley Moore impression. Bethany! Anyway, to a much smaller degree, I know how you feel. I was running a bad movie night in a big screening room for a couple of years and really wanted to grow into something special. Becomes something people talked about, but I never got more than 8 people to show up at a time. That's because he kept playing
bad movies.
Exactly.
But see, that was the point.
Yeah. The last several shows were just 2 other people, so I canceled the whole thing. It sucked, and I won't lie, it hurt too. You build it up in your mind how it could be because you know the potential's there. And then it fails and it happens to hurt.
What happened to your accent there?
Wow. Because it hit a little close to... Oh, man.
You should do robot.
No, there is no robot here in the studio. What are you talking about? I don't do the robot. I cannot dance. I'll do the Warren voice, though. But Spankwagon is awesome. You're reaching out to more and more people, picking up syndicates. Murphy picks up anal wars. I was going to see, like, decaf picks up white women, but who are we kidding? Even if people aren't calling in as much as you'd like, I would, if I could listen live, or responding by email like you thought they would. Not everyone's into Stan the Man Lee if they're not their homosexuals. The questions were perfect. Hard, yes. But you believe I missed that stupid movie blurb on Wikipedia. The questions were perfect. Oh, wait a minute. Did I just go back over the same line?
I think you did.
The questions were perfect. Hard, yes. But you can't give a signed Stan Lee t-shirt based on name a character that Stan Lee invented Lob either. Fuckers have to learn it. I propose a new on-air trivia contest to get some fanboys on the air. Now, if I hand you unsolicited suggestions now and then, please don't take this as your show isn't good enough. It's just part of being a fan of the wagon. The reason you should keep the wagon rolling along is the simple, selfish one. You guys get me through Mondays at work. It's that simple. I'd hate them if it wasn't for the chance to put you on the headphones at work and try my best not to laugh out loud, which hardly ever works. Murphy is a home run hitter, knocking out some sick and twisted jokes we all love. Decaf, a fellow library worker.
Minority.
Is the wild card, playing it smooth and easy, and then changing it to loud and crazy. But making it all work is the puppet master, Trench. Yes, I just called you a bad 80s whore flick. Thank you, Mr. Band. Every group needs a straight man, or it's crazies. Have nobody to play off of, and Trench always gets his shots in here and there as well. Just that his are like landmines, you never know which one's going to go off. But
you're
it's not it, just the comedy. You guys often promote some real thought-provoking shit. I have
wait. That's some thought-provoking shit.
That's some real thought-provoking shit there, Mike. I have no love of wrestling.
Are you the Texas
one.
Cuban here?
Exactly. I have no love of wrestling, but you guys make it sound interesting, and because you love it. In short, you make people laugh and think. Not many shows can do that. Looking forward to hearing from you guys on the pod. Ben, University of Iowa, Preservation Department. 319. Oh, is I not supposed to read the telephone number?
Well, you know, there's one thing with the telephone, and I neglected to tell you this.
What's that? Did we lose our phone privileges?
No.
Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer.
Oh, Christ, no. I'm leaving. That's it. I cannot deal with him, especially not now.
I don't. I thought we were done with him.
Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick. Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass.
What are you doing?
Well, as you know, this weekend I am taking over control of the country.
What? Okay, wait. First off, we've got a very confused co-host in the studio here.
Yeah.
We have one line in here we cannot touch for anything. It's specifically to the White House.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, you see, we have the real Dick Cheney. Wait, stop that. That's not even funny, dude. You're not even geek enough to make that funny.
Angel, I am your father.
I want to hear a British gay robot.
That'd be Murray. a British faggot doing the robot.
I'm not coming in the room with him on the phone.
I'm sorry.
He makes me wet my pants more than the minister.
Whoa. Nice.
I said wet my pants, not be wet in my
pants. Oh, sorry. Thought you enjoyed it. All right, so here's what we have on our line.
He's such a fucking pussy. If he would just come on here, I would tell him everything he wants to know. I know exactly why his first wife left him. His penis is apparently entirely too big.
All right, then. Yeah, you're
because
still full
that
of
that will make
right.
any woman leave.
Yes. So.
Oh, yeah, well, you know. Oh, there we go. Hey, I got my line adjusted. There we go.
All right.
AT&T and the FBI are having a hard time figuring this all out.
What we have here is Robo Dick Cheney. For those of you guys who don't know, Robo Dick's the real, true vice president because really...
Vice president? No. What am I?
You are still the vice president. You're just... Okay, George is getting a rod stuck up his ass. You're still the vice president.
Yes, I have assumed control, and for all intents and purposes, I am the leader of the world.
No, you are the vice president of the United States of America.
Yeah, like I said, I'm the leader of the world.
Why? How do you consider that leader of the world? Really? Wait, no.
The country outside of the United States sucks.
Okay, you know what? You know what? We suck because right now,
why are you anti-American?
Oh,
why
listen, no, it's your
country?
Fucking fault. We're anti-American. No, you listen to me, Dick. Dick. Dick.
That's it. Give me the missile commands. I'm taking out.
No, shut up, Dick. Just shut up for a minute, Dick. Dick. God damn it, Dick. Shut the fuck up. Now. If we were so big and bad and almighty, why are all the oil-producing countries saying, okay, we want you to pay in your national dollar? They don't want to pay in American dollars right now. They want in yen and the euro, and they want everything else but the dollar bill.
Well, we arranged it that way.
What benefit are you going to get from this?
Well, you see, when the oil companies start getting all the money from the other countries will eventually become broke and have no money left, and then everything will be in the dollar.
But they're getting the oil already, dude.
We're not getting oil. We're just sending them barrels of iced tea.
They're getting biodiesel. Wait. So you think they're going to go broke, even though the euro is now what? $1.50? $1.50?
You're not paying attention. We did this on purpose, and that's just the way it's going to go. Now, look, I don't have time for your rambling little questions. I want to talk about my plans for the weekend.
What are your plans for the weekend, Dick?
Would you like to hear my agenda?
Yes,
Hold
Dick.
Hold on a second. Let me get it out here. I swear to God, Outlook is the biggest piece of shit ever. Let me get my alpha. Okay, so, tomorrow, 9 a.m., I'm going to invade North Korea.
What?
Yeah, we're invading North Korea tomorrow.
What? No, you can't do that.
No, we can. I'm the president of the United States.
You're the vice president of the United States of America.
For all effective purposes, Trench, I am the president of the
United
States.
You have to answer to the other branches, the Congress.
Actually, you seem to be forgetting your social studies class from the 7th grade. The president can make war for 90 days without the approval of Congress.
But you're not the president!
For all intents and purposes. Anyway, 9 a.m., invade North Korea.
Okay, all right.
10 a.m., invade France.
What? Wait.
What's wrong with France?
Yeah, what did France do?
They're French.
Fair enough, actually. Right, yeah, that's
well, pretty
yeah. So, that's France.
Can we, actually, Dick, can we bump that up to 8:30?
No, it's going to take me a little bit longer.
But you're going after surrender monkeys. It should be pretty easy.
No. There's a method to this. Okay, so anyway, about 11:45 or so, we figure...
Why such long? Because if North Korea is going to be short, why so long be for France?
There's not as many Koreans in there. Anymore.
There's a Dirty Jobs marathon on Discovery tomorrow. I don't want to miss it.
Dirty Jobs. Got it. Okay. Don't want to miss it.
About 11:45 or so, I'm going to go get an iPod and maybe an iPhone. And then,
Wait. You don't have an iPod?
No, I don't. They play Havoc with the pacemaker. So tomorrow I'm having all of my organs replaced with bionic replacements.
Well, wait. But you're Robo Dick Cheney already.
Only part of me is Robo.
Which part?
The part your wife enjoys.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, so I figure maybe about 1 o'clock or so, I'm going to reinvade Iraq just for the heck of it.
But we're already in there. How can
we're going to reinvade. I'm going to send in the Coast Guard.
Oh, Jesus.
They've got nothing better to do.
Wait.
Yeah, Coast Guard in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, the Coast Guard, thank you. The Coast Guard in the desert.
Well, hell, it's about as effective as sending unarmored SUVs through there, so what the fuck? I can still do what I want. I'm the goddamn president.
Yeah.
And then I think for a last-minute thing, I think I'm going to invade a steakhouse.
What?
Invade a steakhouse.
What steakhouse are you going to invade?
I think it's Smith & Wolinski's, maybe one of those Japanese ones, I don't know. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Rummy, can you go ahead and pencil this in?
Rummy's gone, dude. Why is Rummy doing there?
I keep him around. He makes me laugh. He's funny. I keep Ashcroft's body around, too.
Huh? He's not dead?
Oh, we forgot to tell you that part.
What?
We keep Ashcroft's corpse around. I've got remote controls and certain set up. George Lucas and Grandy Mahara had me set it up, so it's pretty funny, actually.
George Lucas and Grandy Mahara. So wait, is Grandy Mahara one of six people that can run...
John Ashcroft, yeah, pretty much. So, let's invade Japan.
Wait. What are we getting out of Japan?
Kobe beef, are you not paying attention? And really tiny television sets.
Steakhouse, got it, yeah. Yes, okay.
So, yeah, that's my plans for the weekend. So what are you doing?
Hiding under my...
Oh, it's not like I care. Come on, who are we kidding?
Oh, thank you, Dick.
Oh, my goodness. So, you've got a girl in the studio, huh?
Yes, we do.
Have you seen her breast yet?
No, we have not. She will not show them to us.
Sweetie, this is the President of the United States. Is there any chance of getting a look at those beautiful boobies?
Hell no.
She's not going to show us the tits.
Nope. All right.
That's fine. We're just going to throw your family in Gitmo. How about that?
How can you see them anyways? They don't have the webcam on.
I am Dick Cheney. Do you think I need the webcam to see me?
Yeah.
I have spy satellites so finite, I can literally see right up Trencher's ass.
What?
Wow.
What are satellites doing looking up?
It's a pretty deep crevice.
The colonoscopy camera, thank you.
Hey, speaking of colonoscopies, I do have some good news for everyone about Georgians.
Yes.
They have found his head. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of here. You have yourselves a great weekend, and don't forget, I'm listening.
Thank you, Robo Dick Cheney.
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick. Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass.
Oh my God, Robo Dick Cheney in the studio.
He's so creepy.
Or on the phone.
On the phone, he is so creepy.
Why do you run out every fucking time?
I can't deal with him. I cannot.
Okay, first off,
the voice makes me wet. All right,
Dirty,
it just makes me want to wet myself.
Okay, first off, Dirty D gets this look on her face of pure panic when she sees you run. We're thinking, well, she first thought phone, like normal.
Yeah.
And then you won't come back into the studio.
No, I'm not coming in here, dude. He freaks me right the fuck out.
So if I...
Don't do it, dude. Don't open that line. Dick is a killer. Dude, stop it. Dick is a killer. If you don't knock this shit up, I'm leaving.
Okay, all right.
Dick is a killer. You know, he calls at the most inopportune times, you know? Dude, stop.
All right, just
like
checking.
Most of your phone calls.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, hell, it's not like we have any sort of screening system here.
No, we do. I'm just too
give
lazy.
Give out the phone number one more time, though, Trent, just in case anyone's listening and wants to call in.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. Or if you're local to Vegas, 383-8120. So we would love to hear from you. Don't forget, you can also send us emails, radio@spankwagon.net. So that's our numbers and our contact information as everybody's pulling out their phones across from the booth.
I'm getting a trio.
I'm sorry.
Is that
until
through work?
February 1st, yeah.
It's not something you want,
and
trust me.
And then I get an iPhone.
What company do you guys go through for cell phone service?
Well, right now it's Verizon until my boss until her contract's up, because her and I have to stay on the same
So you can
service.
Have mobile-to-mobile calling?
Yeah, because
mobile-to-mobile
so
calling.
We have like 5 million minutes between us.
The umbilical cord is strengthened.
And then we're probably going to switch over to some other phone service.
Singular.
Probably Singular.
Well, you'll have to do Singular if you're going to go,
the rumors,
new AT&T.
The rumor right now is that they're only getting exclusive for 6 months, and after that it's opened up to everyone. So.
Well, I know they've already unlocked the phone 2 different ways. DVD yes. John already did, and BT Telecom.
Like, my other boss can't stand the iPhone. Well, I mean, it's okay. It's kind of cool, but he gets so many drop phone calls. So many
really?
Drop calls.
That's interesting.
See, I've never heard that. So far, I've heard nothing but love for the iPhone. Like, everybody's
I've heard a lot of crazy. What are you doing?
Just to do it. I'm just touching her.
You're going to get beat, dude. That,
I know.
The eyes
great.
Are just like murder.
It's going
like
to be
murder
fantastic.
Fucking eyes.
So, anyway, since you cut me off right in the middle of it, yes, I did take off last week, and I went and got tattooed.
Yes.
And we videotaped it.
Yes, you did.
So there is a video up. Now, one of the parts of this is really interesting. I had the thought to cut a promo in the middle of the tattoo. You have my audio up?
Yes, I do.
I think this is about the right part.
Are you hurting?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
No, I didn't hear it.
Come on.
Here, let me turn it up. We'll get a good face out of it.
Push really hard.
Oh, dude. Oh, dude.
Oh! He was digging in there, too, dude.
At home. Oh, wait. I got to cut a promo. Remember, guys, Spankwagon Radio live every Friday from 7 to 9 Pacific. Oh, fuck me running. Spankwagon.net.
Voodoo Tattoo all day, every day.
Yeah, Voodoo Tattoo, 4265 South Orville.
CleanRock1.com.
There you go, like he said, CleanRock1.com.
Yeah, so,
the sign of a true professional, able to cut a promo at any time.
Dude, that hurt. Dude, don't anyone ever say, oh, no, getting a tattoo doesn't hurt. Fuck you, that hurts.
I passed out when I got my tattoo.
I got it, too, and I got it right on my back, in between my shoulder blades, on the spine.
Ow.
Oh.
See, I'm still waiting to get mine because the guy who was supposed to call me and set everything up never did.
Yeah, I think those guys are a little too big for their britches. But you know what? We won't talk badly about them specifically.
No, don't want to burn bridges. Never want to burn too many bridges.
No, I always napalm them by giving out all the Harry Potter spoilers. Guess who dies?
Oh, his mic is off, I think.
Hey, wait a minute. No, it doesn't matter. I can still hear his still hear
me. She can hear me.
Why are you
saying
that?
I won't do it. I said I wasn't going to do it.
A co-host just walked out because of you.
It's not like it's the first time.
No.
Wow, she's gone.
Damn! Like, long gone.
Ah, she was in a bad mood anyway.
Oh, you gotta be nice.
I am nice. I didn't actually say
it. No, you didn't say it, but...
Oh, I can still taunt and tease.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's funny, dude. That's right. Well,
you know what? Let's go to a break and...
Figure out what the hell's going on. You got music.
I got music.
Why don't you play music? I got you up.
Here we go.
Later.
that your fear is so near, because I see the look on your face. You're trying to hold me under. I held my breath alone, and now you wonder what I possess. Hey, hey, nothing you can say.
Alrighty.
Bitches.
Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon.
Of course, you can always get a hold of us calling us 1-866-587-6257.
Who's that?
Local Vegas, 383-8120.
Hi. How are you?
I'll just wait till you guys either catch up or want to contribute.
I was checking my messages. I haven't looked at in a week.
All right. Okay, cool.
I was being nosy.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. Sex crimes and video games. Four armed kidnappers. They captured one of the world's top RPG gamers after one of the criminal's girlfriends lured him to a fake date using Orkut, Google social network. After sequestering him in Sao Paulo, and this is in Brazil, they held a gun against his head for 5 hours to get his password because they wanted to sell all of his stuff on his character for about $8,000.
What?
Yeah, surprisingly enough, after 5 hours, the guy wasn't talking. He had a gun against his head, and he didn't tell them his password. At that point, the gang gave up and allowed him to leave. The Brazilian police then caught the four suspects aged 19 to 27. According to the police, the guy is the world leader in Gunbound, a turn-based RPG-style multiplayer game. It's really cool. It's real popular in South Korea. And this artillery-based game, you get experience points, offensive and defensive capabilities, and money to buy weapons, armor, and all kinds of gear, depending upon your skills during the battle.
Okay.
So the game is greatly popular, and the four decided they could make some quick cash if they kidnapped him and got his user data. Their plan used one of the criminal's girlfriends, called Tamaris, to lure him to a date using Google's social network. It's really popular in Brazil, too, which is kind of funny. After contacting and seducing him, she told him he'd meet her at a shopping mall. She never showed up, but Igor, her boyfriend, did. Whipped out a gun, abducted him, and held him for 4 hours.
That was five.
Or 5 hours, excuse me. And, yeah, that's and he didn't talk, and I'm who says nerds are gutless?
You know, that's funny too, because I mean they're willing to do that to rob someone of their account. That's very interesting.
That's some hardcore shit, yo.
Yo.
Told you I was hardcore. Dude, I'm surprised he didn't talk, but you know, he had a point. If they shoot him and kill him, they're not gonna get shit, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
You've got some rather muscular guys on your MySpace friends here, don't you? Wow, making me feel fat and dumpy.
Whatever. Fat, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I got a gut. Anyway, so, yeah, that's Jesus actually Christ. Not breaking news, but that's actually relatively new tonight. Wowie is a company that makes a lot of robots. Mm-hmm. You know, my Raptor robot they made. They've that really cool Dragonfly one. Well, they have an Elvis robot, and without its skin, it looks fucking creepy.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's that. Trench, you got some stuff over there?
Nope, I was leaving that all up to you this week, like I said last week.
Oh, you son of a cunt. What else is going on this week? Anything?
I don't know.
Michael Vick has been indicted on dogfighting charges. How fucking wrong is that? Okay, play it. I know you want to.
Oh, I don't have it. I'm not going to load it.
You're not going to load it?
I mean, not unless you wanted me to load it.
Go ahead and load it.
Well, it's going to take me a bit, so can you stretch?
Sure.
Why don't you tell the story? What's going on with Michael Vick?
Michael Vick has been indicted on the fact that they have found everything needed to convict him for having a dog fighting ring run out of his house in, I do believe it's in Atlanta. When the authorities showed up, they found evidence of him, or not him exactly, but on the property of dogs being taught to fight, bred for fighting. Ones that didn't fight or that were used as bait dogs were then hung and electrocuted. How fucking wrong is that? The NFL and the Falcons could ask him to take a paid leave of absence. Nike has suspended the Michael Vick shoe series. It's not looking good.
No.
The fact that this guy's still allowed to walk around free even after being indicted, it's kind of a shame. I can't think of too much stuff other than, you know, baby rape. That's much worse than, you know, dog fighting.
Well, you know, I guess Pac-Man Jones, even though he's suspended in the league, he still gets to play in practices.
Yeah.
You know, so
well,
I mean.
Vic's indictment came on the first day of practice, too, if you can believe that shit.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, anywho, this is what we were talking about just a moment ago.
Got a new dog just the other day. I trained him from a pup in the usual way. He was lean and quick and full of rage. He
fought like a champ when put in the cage, and he was winning, so I loved him as his flesh tore. I said, I need me 60 more, man, gonna get 60 more. And the breeders are busy at the Vic abode, the rape stands in place and the pry bars are stowed. I got a great stud and a bitch in heat, ain't no way I'm getting beat. Dogs are gonna be elite.
Okay, dude, this is no, this is wrong. Turn it off.
Why is
it? It's boring and it's just bad.
Okay, fine.
So anyway, yeah, Michael Vick, it's not looking good for him. Hopefully he gets convicted and gets butt raped.
Fair enough.
Other news. Bad news for those of us that are old school Sierra fans. Sierra has terminated functionality for 20 heritage titles. 3D Ultra Cool, Pool, Arc Attack, Lords of Magic, NASCAR Legends, NASCAR Racing 2002, 2003, NASCAR Racing 3, the 3 Demo, 3 Trucks, 4 Professional Bull Rider 2.
If you're in NASCAR, you're fucked.
Yeah, PGA Championship Golf 2000, SWAT 3, the Demo, Throne of Darkness, Field and Stream, Trophy Bass 4 and 5, You Don't Know Jack, Fifth Dementia, which is actually a really cool game, and the game that started it all, Tribes. The original Tribes.
Your favorite game in the whole wide world.
Without a doubt. And it is being caught. Being just cut off at the
tentacles. How long has it been out? How long has it been running?
Oh, a long time. Since 94, I want to say. Maybe 95.
So you're talking about a game that's... God, that's got to be one of the longest running...
So they're killing the Tribes 1 master server and the IRC server for it. If they're killing the IRC server, that also means Tribes 2's IRC is dead in the water as well.
Maybe they'll move it over and you just won't see it.
I doubt it. Huh? So
how long has Tribes 2 been out?
Since I want to say 99.
So the tribal board forums and stuff that you go to, those are going to die soon too then.
A lot of them are the ones that are specifically Tribes, but some of the other ones, they'll stay alive. What are you doing?
I'm scratching my back.
Here, I scratched for you.
No, I got it. Thank you.
That's funny. Hey, we've got a paddle here in the studio.
Oh, no.
We have a paddle.
I'm scared.
You are.
So you have a choice, D. Either I can spank you, which would be my preference, or you can go over there and spank our boy Trench, because he does like getting his bottom paddled.
Well, by Suicide Girls, that's for sure.
Would you like D to come over there and paddle your bottom?
Oh, I don't know. So I feel sort of left out because everybody's over there doing everything and not doing shit for the show. So... You know, you guys should just keep having fun. I'm a little butthurt over here already. Just a little. And they all go quiet. I should have... What's that?
It's Katamari on the rocks. I'm just having a weird week. You know, the show is not great. Had some stuff booked that just didn't go the way I wanted it to go.
Yeah. Well, that happens.
It'll change. But there's stuff going on this side. Oh, look, she's going all the way over there now. So, sweetie, what would you like to do? Would you like to be paddled or would you like to go over there and paddle Trench?
No, neither. I think I'm going home.
Okay, bye. Love you much.
What? Where?
Yeah, see, she's butt hurt because of your comments.
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, I always feel so fucking alone over on this side of the board. I always do. I don't get to have fun surfing. I don't get to do any of that.
Well, you and I stay opposite from each other because it keeps
on. Well, yeah, but I always feel so bad because I'm sitting over here and I'm just making sure everything's clicking and running. And
You're engineering things and I'm
it's boring because no one fucking interacts with me. I sit over here and I watch everybody interact with everybody but fucking me.
Wow.
I try to bring shit.
Meltdown.
No, you know what? I try to bring stuff. I bring you want to do the Michael Vick. I'm like, okay, we'll play it. It sucks.
You know what? I had never heard it, and it was recommended to us by somebody else to play it. And
absolutely.
You know what? It sucked.
And you know what? I'm sorry it sucked, but we don't have anything else because I asked you. I said, well, if you're going to miss 1 week, please, you know, come and get shit ready.
And I brought some stuff, and I had some news stories. And I had some stuff I told you I wanted to talk about, and we did the dick bit. Yeah.
And
we
now,
did
and now the co-host walked out again, this time for real, because I feel so left out. How does a co-host walk out because I feel like I'm not included on my own damn show?
Good night, folks.
Oh, now you're walking out too? Why are you leaving?
Because, dude, you know what?
No, what?
You say it's my show for the last time.
You know what? Hold the fucking phone. Because I'm, you know what? This is Spank Wagon Meltdown. We'll be back. Spank Wagon Radio, we're back.
Fuck it, always live and on the air. We don't do any kind of talk behind the scenes. Everything we have out live.
Here's what happened. I almost just punched Murph directly in the fucking face because he wants to bail. Our co-host already bailed, and you know what? That's fine. I doubt they'll ever come back.
That happens. And you know what? She was just in a pissy mood.
Everybody's in a pissy mood. I've been in a pissy mood, but you know, last week you left early.
Well, you know, last
no,
week...
No, hold on. It's my time. Thank you. Thank you. And I know you got the paddle, so I'll probably get it right across the face, and I earn it. Now he realizes he has the paddle that can earn it. The whole thing is, though, is here, every week we try our asses off. And last week we finally got some emails, and we appreciate that. And we're not going to beg. We're not going to keep begging for all this stuff. What we do need, though, is something.
You know, I...
And here's the thing. This is the last Spank Wagon Radio that's going to be a normal Spank Wagon 4 or 5-seater. It's going to go back to music for a few weeks.
I don't think we need to go.
It's going to go. Let me finish, please. Thank you. It's going to go back to music for a few weeks. We need to reset. We need to rebuild. Because I love doing Spank Wagon Radio. And now you do have your mic back on, by the way. And I've loved doing it since 2000. But where's the funny right now? We're forcing the funny. And you can't force the funny no matter how hard you want to. But you can belch. And that's the thing. When you try to force the funny, you come in and it isn't
fun. It's hacky.
Yeah. And you don't come into the studio wanting to have fun or having stuff ready. I actually came prepared this week. It was kind of nice. It was definitely a lot nicer. The only problem is, though, is like I said, we're trying to force the funny. We're forcing the bit. We're forcing the show. And that's just not how you should be doing this. You should never. It should be just something flowing naturally. You know, we've had these shows in the past where A led to B, led to C, and we all laughed and it was a chuckle fest. And then we go out after the show and have a ton of fun. Well, tonight I know for sure no one's having fun. No one's going to go out and do anything fun. Well, show related, co-host wise. Like I said, chased out one co-host. I doubt we'll ever see her again, which really sucks. You know, Murph here is done. He was about ready out the door. I'm not too far behind. I mean, to be completely frank. But we do this because there is a love for radio. There is a love for the talk. There's a love for the communication. There's a love for being there with you guys. But when it's forced like this, it's not fun. There is no love.
Well, I mean, we didn't have a... You know what hell my house has been the last couple of days.
I do.
So it's been kind of hard for me to do show prep. And I don't want to sit here and make excuses. And I also don't want to sit here and complain about it to listeners, because it's not. We just need to come up with some stuff that we think is funny. And that's really what the show has always been about, is whatever we find to be funny or interesting or whatever. And it's just... I've experienced this now more as an adult than I ever did as a kid. It just seems like I don't have as much in common with anybody else as I used to. You know, I've grown away from a lot of my friends, and it's just kind of how it is. And you and I mean, we're good friends. Hell, we live freaking less than 10 minutes from each other. But when you look at it, there isn't a whole lot that we have in common either. It's easy to embrace those differences and to learn from each other. But when you get older, you get lazier, and you just... If it's not something you're interested, you just don't want to deal with it.
Well, yeah, and when you're not interested, you just don't want to deal with it. That, to me, is a sign of you're closing your mind down. Mm. Because, to me, you have to celebrate those differences. You have to accept those differences. Yeah, okay, not everybody likes a good kung fu film. But you should always go check out a kung fu film just in case there's something about it or something in there you might like.
It just seems like it's easier for people to be lazy and not deal with things. You know, there have been numerous times where I've recommended a show to you, and you're just not a big TV guy, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, and or you've recommended something to me, and it's like, you know, I'm just not into that. You know, you're into a lot of techno, and I'm really not.
Right.
I'm more of a punk metal guy, and it's more and more difficult these days, especially as adults, to find ways to connect with other people. And I think it also comes from being married, that you just lock yourself into that. I mean, my wife was joking the other day that we just don't talk anymore about certain things. And it's just because, well, I shut down fairly simply. But the show usually is a lot of fun, and we can have a lot of interesting things to talk about. And I don't think we need to go back to music. I think we just, you and I need to sit down and really, you know, hammer some shit out. And it's nothing big. I mean, the guys, you don't understand the conversations that Mark and I have had. You know, we've really tried to hammer things out and find out what we can improve in the show. And I think our we said it last week, our biggest problem right now is just promotion, and we don't really have any. That's because we don't have a budget for it.
Right.
Everything costs money these days. There's no such thing as free promotion, and MySpace has become so flooded with things anymore. And MySpace is a fun tool.
It's a fun tool, but it's not
the perfect
tool.
I think it's a tool we've exhausted at this point. The MySpace page is nice to have, but guys, don't freak out. Yes, Mark did run at me and was going to smash me in the mouth. Yes, it happens. It's not like it's the first time anyone's ever tried to run at me and punch me in the mouth. It's just the first time I've ever had anyone so close do it to me. And it's not a big deal. You know, I tend to get butthurt easily, and it's just it. Now, I'm going to fucking let's come clean. I've been thinking about leaving the show for a while now. It's just something, like I said to Mark, I said, I'm just not having fun anymore. And I think that's me. I don't think it's the show, and I don't think it's you, and I don't think it's the listeners. I think it's just me and just becoming complacent on things. I feel like I peaked when I booked an interview with Stan Lee. I mean, that's hard to top. I'm having a hard time booking guests, and I think it's just because of the limited resources that we have. A lot of guests have said, yeah, they'd love to come on the show. All we have to do is fly them out here, give them a hotel, and there we go. We don't have that kind of budget for that, so it's never going to happen. this show thrives on its differences with people, and one of the things we've talked about a lot is not having a lot of people on with similar interests because it muddies things and everybody agrees on something. The show has lost its funny, and I think it's just because of some things that have gone on, personally, with a lot of us. I know I'm stressing out about the house. Trench, I know you're stressing out about work and other stuff.
Yep.
So, I mean, fuck it. Who cares? We fucking get through it. We're still funny shit, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we still have our moments, but I think, again...
You come at me like that again, though, I'm going to take you to sack. And that's all there's to it.
Nice. I think the whole fact of the matter is, again, it's... Trying to do something where you're not getting any input is really difficult. You're not getting feedback. And I know Basic's trying to chat, and Basic was the one trying to get into the chat room but not doing it. And we appreciate that, but it's got to be more. It's got to be a hell of a lot more. And what you're hearing is a true honest-to-God meltdown of the show.
Yeah.
I just the co-host is uber pissed now, and like I said, we'll never see them again. Mm. Because I'm, you know, and I'll say it, I'm sitting over here, and I don't feel included.
Well,
in
I'm
the
sorry,
show.
Dude. You know,
but the problem is, it's you're watching the porn. You guys are surfing on anything else, but you're not focusing on the show. And if it's to the point where you guys need to do that, you know, great. Other time, maybe.
I always have my computer open. I always have something going. I always have something running because I'm always looking at something. Yes, I have a lot of show stuff up. I have a lot of non-show stuff up, too, and it just happens. I mean, I've since day one, since you've seen me have a laptop here with me, I've always had 15 million things going. Yes, I have played Warcraft during the show.
Yes,
I will not deny
it. You have.
But I think part of the problem with the show is that we can't really... Being adults, you spend most of your time at work, and it's really kind of sad that's the way life is. We can't talk about the show at work because there's this need to keep your personal life and your professional life and this show separate. Mm-hmm. There are people I work with, including my boss for some ungodly reason, that know I do the show and actually do listen in.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's one of those nights. It's a show that can we delete the podcast?
We probably could.
Because we're really phoning this one in. Yes, I'm distracted, and I've got some issues going on. You're pissed, and she was pissed when she walked in the door, and she said it when she walked in.
Yeah.
One person's bad energy can muddy the whole room.
That's true.
And whether it be me, you, her, it doesn't matter. Whatever it was, it just fucking baked the whole room tonight, and we had no fun. We had Dick on the phone, and yeah, that was funny, but had I had a little more time to plan it out, probably could have made it funnier.
Yep. So I think what we're going to do for the remainder of the show, and you know, there's no podcast this week, so if you get it live, you're getting it live, and that's it. We're just going to play some music and call it a show. So for all of our syndicates out there, we're not trying to confuse you, and yeah, we're sorry. Flash FM, KCOS Radio Network, Door From Hell, Fox FM, Showdown.net, WebMix, and Nomad Radio Network, not to mention LV Rocks, LVRocks.com. We appreciate. We will be back with something next week. This week just isn't happening, and I think with the joy of internet radio, we get to rebound better. So hopefully next week will be a lot better. Any last words, Murph?
Retards out.
Yeah, something like that. So everybody have a great night.
saw Capulet. Just bumming tunes in DJ sets and dirty dance floors and dreams of naughtiness.
Thank you.
my heart, and I'm missing the Lord. And resentment rides high, but emotions won't grow. And we're changing our ways, taking different roads. Then love, love will tear us apart again. Love. Climbing the floor of a feeling so bright, yet there still is a feel that we've kept through our lives. But love, love will tear us apart again. Love. Something so good just can't push it no more. But love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.